it's a prison of endless possibility.
But there's a reason why, so I need to explain it.
Well, out of curiosity, have you watched any of it yet?
Two of them.
Okay. Well, no, Dan, you haven't seen The Hand.
I know about it. Don't. Yeah, I got that. Don't worry about that.
Okay. I was just curious if you picked it out as easily as everybody else.
I'm caught up in the universe. I understand what's going on. There are certain things that don't appeal to me in the least. We'll get to it.
Oh, you're not liking it, huh?
We'll get to that.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right. Ladies and germs and boys and girls, it's time for a little Watches the Plus. We've been gone for a little bit. You know how we do. It's only time when it's time. That's when we intervene. And we come at you. And Sam, tonight is a Yingling Lager. What do you got in your nose?
I just have a Diet Coke, so I'm not being very adventurous today.
Well, you were just a little adventurous.
About my party going this weekend?
No, you had your little test going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, how are you doing? Oh, looking good. Yeah. So I am currently surrounded by a COVID outbreak with coworkers and family members, and so I have taking care of a quarantiner as we speak.
Well,
and
hopefully it's not Optimus Prime.
Taking a little break for an hour to come holler at you guys about what I'll be binge watching and have been binge watching for the last couple weeks.
Right. So I guess we need to start. Cat's out of the bag. Hawkeye came out.
I'm very disappointed we haven't been bringing you guys the weekly coverage it deserves.
No. Lord knows there's probably somebody doing it. I don't know who's doing it, but it's probably being done.
You think that there's going to be an Archer show that the Biff boys aren't all over? Come on.
They love bows and arrows.
Yeah. They know more about it than we do. That's for sure.
Sure. So I watched the first two episodes. Now I watched the first two episodes this week, but something else also dropped in front of me. And I told you yesterday that I was going to watch up to four, whatever, where we're at right now, four or five. Something got in the way of that. A show that I thought was canceled. It was done. I didn't even think it existed at this point. But let's talk Hawkeye before I talk to you about that.
All right. So you're only two in. So how are you feeling about
okay.
it so far? Okay.
I think it looks good. Mm-hmm. I think I'm at this point now, and I hate to be this guy, and we've talked about this, but I know we're in a transitory period where everybody from the past 10 years is getting phased out, and we need to adopt the new characters. Right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Well, I think it's that, and they're at least putting some of these characters in a position where you're going to make Thor look old for a guy that's 13,000 years old or whatever. And, you know, if we do see Captain America again, he's probably going to look old. And you see Hawkeye here, he's losing his hearing, you know, an episode you haven't seen, you know, he gets after some fisticuffs, he's strapping bags of frozen margaritas to his body and stuff.
So look, I'm a student of the internet. I see things.
Guys into I don't know that they're all necessarily just going to be, let's kill them all off and baby Avengerize everybody, but you know, there is a little bit of that going on.
Let's be honest.
I'm a little surprised. I'm honestly a little, for as much as we always are kind of wondering, was that splash in the water Namor? Or like we're reading, sometimes we read into stuff too much.
Yes.
I'm a little surprised at how much they've shotgun introduced so many young Avengers in all these like TV shows and movies. And I guess maybe not in the movies.
I think we're looking at a couple different things. One is, you know, Bob Iger is now out at the end of the year. He is now no longer going to be CEO. That's changing hands. The person that's coming in is very product oriented. Procter & Gamble. I can't remember where else she worked.
I think he was in charge of the parks.
Yeah. Well, the parks is Chapek. that, I mean, he's still
the CEO?
Okay. Chapek is the CEO. Iger was chairman. Iger is out and there's a new chairman in play. And the new chairman apparently is the one that kind of pushed Chapek in. Now, what I mean by this is I think we're starting to see some of the I think shotgun is a great analogy, is that they were trying to throw a lot around to get stuff that sticks and how would this work? And I don't think there was a good plan of attack, because I think after 10 years and after Endgame, there was a what now? And nobody was really confident in what was going to happen now. They knew Disney Plus was coming out. And so there were these show ideas, but I don't think they knew exactly what to do. Because look, Jeremy Renner does not want to be Hawkeye for the rest of his life. As sweet of a deal as that might or might not be, it's the same way Hugh Jackman can't play Wolverine anymore. And I hate to say it, but whoever tries to play Wolverine is going to have a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a 20-year contract. Like that's one of those things where they go, hey, look, we understand you're not going to want to do the old style 8-picture deal, but you're going to have to sign that. And we're going to have an 8-picture option on you after that. And we're just going to go ahead and give you the RDJ back end cut now. Yeah. So that way we lock you in. And, you know, because it's got to, like you said, it can't just be somebody that does it for a minute. And like, unless you want to do, you know, some of those newer books where you have an old man Logan got type.
Exactly.
But then if you want to do that, you just bring back Jackman.
Most of these people here, let's go. Good answer. Most of these people are going to be senior citizens in 10 years.
Well, no, and I was thinking about that when I've always talked to you about fan casting, and as I'm like, I'm fan casting for me, and right. I'm not paying attention to all these under 30 actors. I mean, maybe one or two, some of them, you know, like I always said that the Stranger Things kids, like why they're not all in an X-Men movie by now is just that they're waiting to make an X-Men movie.
Well, it's funny. But I brought this up with a buddy of mine literally today. Like I have watched the New Mutants movie twice, and I did not hate the movie. I didn't like the movie, but I didn't hate it.
I was kind of in there.
The best part of that movie was what's her face, blah blah blah, Joy, the actress
Anya
who plays
Taylor
Magic.
Joy, yeah.
Yes, she's fantastic. What they should have done is they should have done her as a movie. That would have been cool. And you brought as an individual and brought these people together. They could have really ran almost the identical playbook of the last decade of Marvel and brought people together slowly in different ways. You could have
Think about if you actually told her story of she was a child and fell through a portal and then came out as like a teenager.
Yes.
And just like you wouldn't even have to do that much of her in limbo, I think is where she goes. Well, you know, you could just do that in like flashbacks during therapy or something. And that could be like a whole movie and her coming to deal with her powers.
And I don't even want to say this, like an M. Night Shyamalan type movie with her, with magic would have been fantastic. In my mind anyway.
How about this? It's like, they think that she thinks that she's like, these are dreams and it's the twist is that, no, this actually did happen to you. You have these power, you know, kind of thing like that. Or whatever.
I mean, yeah, but you could have really cool standalone movies that are good.
That's my point with the X-Men that I always thought that they were kind of shallow, like doing is they just kept making like the next X-Men movie.
Yes.
And it's like they had individual characters that could have gone on doing their own thing. And then plus you had all these other teams. I mean, you have X-Factor, you have X-Force, you have Excalibur, you have the New Mutants. You even have Generation X was good
Alpha
enough to
Flight.
Get a TV show.
Get the
on
Canadian
Fox
rip that, in there.
That's why I think that X-Men would be a really good TV show, because you could just kind of have it be global spanning, kind of Game of Thronesy almost, where it's like, here's what's going on in Westchester. Here's what's going on in Genosha. Here's what's going on in Britain. Here's what's going on in Australia with Gateway and the guy in his underwear that makes portals. You know?
Yeah.
Like you could.
And this, I mean, it sounds like we've gone on a complete tangent, Sam, But this is why I have a hard time with these shows like Hawkeye, because I already know where it leads. We're leading to Jeremy Renner passing the bow over to, what's her name?
Haley Steinfeld?
Is that a real name? The character name?
Oh, Kate Bishop?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's, I mean, I know that that's where we're going. That's where we're leading. Mm-hmm. And then, but then when you, and then at the same time, like, there's, I can suspend certain things, but like, this college level girl basically like destroying this tracksuit mafia, like in hand to hand combat. Some of it just, it doesn't jive well with me. Like, it's like, it just, there's certain things that I will believe and there are certain things I won't. And it's like, if you're going to get into a serious like fisticuff fights and where you're doing that kind of stuff, like I start going back to templates that worked well, like Daredevil, where there are consequences to fighting. And I love stuff like I'm putting ice packs of margarita mix on my joints.
I think you need to stick with it. Cause like the way I read those first two episodes was like, I actually thought the action looked a little clunky. And then I realized I think it was on purpose, because she's not supposed to look like a ninja flying around killing everybody. Like, she's supposed to look kind of like somebody, you know, running off screen, you know, okay. Kind of like a joke. Like, you know, I've seen like people say like, what's Michael Myers do anytime you're not looking at him? Is he a ghost? Is he disappearing? Or is he scurrying around the corner? Yeah. I think that's a Weekly Planet.
And I think one of the things that I liked about the show is the element of Hawkeye, even in the 10 years, always was an outsider. And like, to find out he was a family man, to find out that, well, maybe his wife is something that we don't know about. And, or maybe that's just the way they talk when the kids are around. Don't know.
But you know what? It totally makes sense that she is some sort of agent herself, because if you're the guy that gets sent to kill the undercover agent in the other countries, you're not exactly like, oh, I'm back home from deployment and having a beer at the local honky tonk and meeting.
Yeah, no wife is gonna. Like, no, yeah, no wife's gonna be down.
Especially
with that.
If you're gonna bring her home and then tell her like about the grisly details about all the people you murdered while she was blipped for 5 years.
Yeah, like, she wouldn't understand.
Doesn't quite work. So she can't be a civilian. That's just I think that's where that whole watch thing is. I mean, that's part of that. You saw them steal the watch in the first episode, and that's become kind of a big plot point. Is what is this watch? What's the big deal about it? You know, some there's some people thinking that it's a key to unlock Iron Man's vault or something. I think it's maybe something simpler, but we'll see. I'm totally down with them being like, she's Mockingbird. Her real name's Bobby. You know, she goes by Laura just to protect all their identities. And, you know, sorry, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you're in a different universe.
I think that's what kind of draws me into it is the groundedness. It's similar to a Daredevil where like, yeah, like know, some of
totally
this could be
grounded. Yeah. And I think this is, it's funny to hear you say that you weren't feeling it. I would put this under Loki, but maybe tied or above with WandaVision for my favorite Marvel show so far. Like, I feel like this has some of the buddy comedy aspects to it that I wanted Falcon and the Winter Soldier to have. Like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier had some great parts of that. And then I felt like it had a hard time balancing, hey, Bucky and Sam don't like each other and let's have them go on a road trip and hijinks. And also the heaviness of African-American man accepting what it is to be. Like, I think that was a difficult balancing act, that and whatever lost plot line they had about a virus that they had to cut out. I think all those things kind of hurt that show. Whereas like Hawkeye got pushed back enough where they had a full time to shoot it. And so far, you know, especially like, I think if you watch 3 and 4, you'll like it more, especially you finally get some more Trick Arrow action.
Okay.
And I think that's only going to go up another level here in episode 5.
And like you had said, like we were talking about, like with hands and whatnot, like I have heard Kingpin, which would be interesting. I don't know if like I've also, our friends at over at Mr. Sunday all brought up Madam Mask.
Mm-hmm. If they don't CGI make him whiter, I'm going to be pissed. They need to make Vincent D'Onofrio twice as wide, just like the comic books.
Well, well, I'll tell you what.
I think it's coming. And this is kind of the question I posed to you, is that I thought it was very interesting, the timing that Kevin Feige decided to come out and tell everyone, hey, the next time we use Daredevil, Matt Murdock is going to be played by Charlie Cox. Like, don't worry about it.
There's
deal. Just a little Wednesday news. Don't worry about it.
Like, but I want you to know why, though.
Oh, I mean, he's showing up and something.
No. It's the day that news was released was the day 3 years expired from Netflix. Daredevil was the first one canceled, and 3 years had to pass before that was allowed. That anything was allowed to be used on Daredevil again.
See, I feel. Oh, well, I mean, Daredevil must have been the last one.
No, it was the first one canceled. Then Jessica Jones.
See, but I feel like those deadlines have passed. I feel like I had read that. No.
No, we were in a pandemic, so time stopped.
Maybe some sort of kind of a moratorium. Whatever.
Oh, that's exactly what it
like,
was.
Literally, like one of the like, it's like if not for nuclear blast, this contract.
Yeah, they legally could not touch any of the Netflix stuff, and so Daredevil's the first one allowed.
I still think that like we're getting into Daredevil territory in Hawkeye here. I mean, where they've introduced Echo, who I believe you saw at the end of the last episode.
I know who she, I know who she is based on stuff that I've seen online.
Yeah, like, and. I was telling you that I was disappointed with the actor not disappointed with the actor they chose, because I love him. I can't even fathom what his name is, but he's in Westworld and other things. But he plays her dad, and he's just like, you know, pretty much shown in flashbacks until he dies. And I was going like, oh man, he's one of my favorite actors. I was like, I would have loved for him to have been like Forge in X-Men.
Yeah, that's right.
But like I said, that's what I look at that. I'm going, oh, I'm thinking too old. They don't want that old a guy to play Forge. Like,
can't
even
do
if
it.
They want him to quote unquote be old. They want
you gotta be a
guy and put some white in his hair.
Nope. You got to put 10 years in.
10 to 15 years.
Can't do it. Cannot
this
do
blue
it.
Thing on your leg. So it looks like you have a robot leg. But no, I've been enjoying it. I think it's fun, but it's also like it's had some good action in it. You've kind of got to see the Arrow people be a little more essential than they've been in the past. You know? Like it always seems a little silly, but and they make fun of the fact that he's running around with a bow and arrow plenty as well. You know, so
is that they've given him a little bit of a bullseye, potentially mutant ability of maybe of.
Yeah,
being
I guess
able
I
to
heard
do
something
things.
In the comics about how he may that they thought that he might have had a mutant ability for this kind of that he's got such marksmanship.
Yeah,
that he was borderline like special or something like that.
Yeah,
so which makes sense, but it's comic books long enough they'll give any reason for a new story for your powers or whatever.
Correct. So,
but no, I'm two thumbs up so far. Like I said, hopefully they stick the landing. I'm thinking. And I even heard a theory the other day that it was like, I wonder if this Echo series they've announced is actually a secret Daredevil series. And they just announced Echo to kind of keep people off the track. And that means we're going to see Matt Murdock either. We're going to see Kingpin in this. And then we're going to see Matt Murdock representing people in She-Hulk and Spider-Man. And
okay. Here's why I won't accept. And I don't know anything much about this Echo person. But the way it sounds is like we don't want to do Daredevil and we want to do this other person that's not Daredevil so that it's whatever. I'm not going to stand for Kate. If they need to push Kate Bishop over Hawkeye, great. I understand. But you're not going to take another character and put him over on Daredevil. It's not the same. And it doesn't make any sense. It's like you're trading powers and storyline for a similar type thing. No, instead of being blind, she's deaf. Shut up.
Well, especially seeing her now. Yeah. Especially seeing her now in live action. Like, I'm like, okay, she's cool. So she's just a person that kicks ass. Does she not? But she's deaf. Like, I mean, so she doesn't really seem to have any like powers or anything. She's just you know, general cool ass kicking lady. Like, I don't really like, that's why I was
cool ass kicking lady is not a story, is not a character.
Well, I mean, it's like, that's why I was happy I like Shang-Chi as much as I did. I don't watch Marvel stuff to go see a guy that just punches really good. Like, I like the superpower aspect. I like the Iron Man suits. I don't want to see crazy nothing but CGI Venom type shit, but I do want to see something cool I've never seen before. I don't want to just see somebody, you know, kick someone. Like, I've seen that about a million times, so you got to make that interesting.
That's what we need to tell these people. Like superpowers are okay to have. And yeah. it's like, even when you have a side stable of characters that don't have powers, like in the case of Punisher, you know, he doesn't have powers, you know, but it makes it much more interesting. I don't know. Okay, so here's what happened, Sam. I was getting ready to kick up to episode 3, and then something happened. What happened was, a show that I don't want to like, that on paper shouldn't be very good, came back, and I thought it was canceled on Netflix, and that was Lost in Space.
Oh, how many seasons?
It's on its third season. I almost binged the whole thing last night, Sam.
You know, it's funny. I've never heard good reviews of it, but the people that watch it seem to get hooked into it.
I can't explain it to you. On like watching it, you're going to say, oh, this is dumb. But like, for some reason, I it's got some sort of gravity on it.
Hmm. I think I heard talking about it was, I think Kevin Smith and his wife like binged the whole first season and really enjoyed it. So I thought it looked like a show that they put some money into. Like, it looked good.
There's a huge production value in it.
Okay.
That's why I thought it got canceled. Like I didn't hear anything. I swear it's been gone for like 3 years. I could be wrong about that, but at least 2 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, no, I'll give it a try, because I was intrigued by that first season and just never kind of got a chance to get into it. And, you know, it's especially now since I'm taking care of a quarantiner here, you know, I'm going to have a lot of time on the couch hanging out by myself. So I might as well binge a few shows.
I'm telling you, there's something about it.
This quarantine's interrupted our Squid Game. We've been watching Squid Game for the last couple
nights. I haven't even touched it yet. It's not bad.
We're lazy and put the dubbed version on, which your mileage may vary. Like, some of the actors are really good for it, and then sometimes there's the lady that talks like this and that's going crazy, you know, and you're just like,
oh, I hope her voice is like that.
Oh God, it's bad. So, but I mean, overall the show's interesting, and that's the thing that I'm bummed about, is I'm totally like, I would love to watch the next episode, but you know, I can't skip ahead, you know? So that's why I've been watching so much Deadwood. That's why you got them Deadwood drops over there. So,
oh, like this
Deadwood,
one?
It's just so perfect. Perfect. I literally, some of my favorite quotes are from that show. As for a base of operations, you cannot beat a fucking saloon.
Okay, that's too long. So if I don't understand the context, then it makes it really hard for me to pull through.
Oh no, yeah, especially that it's literally the what do you call it? Not the theme of the show. The trademark of the show is to be like, Deadwood, add cocksucker to your vocabulary for a couple weeks.
Like that?
Yeah. that's your show you need to watch, is Deadwood.
Yeah, it is.
I know you're about to get on me about something I've never seen.
Okay, Sam, look, I did something very interesting. I was fooling around on the Target app, and I'm looking up LPs, and just, you know, browsing around, because they have, you know, they now have records in the stores and whatnot, because that's the big thing. And all of a sudden I see Heat, the Heat soundtrack, which I have on CD, which I freaking love, because it gets me freaking ready to go. And it's never been on vinyl before, and Target has it. So I order the sucker up. Why not? I forget about it. 3 weeks later, it shows up at the door. I'm like, what the hell is this? Did somebody order something for Christmas for me? And no one knows anything about it. I'm like, it's Target, and it's clearly vinyl.
And I kind of miss those long shipping times because you kind of would forget about stuff, and then just one day it's there. Nowadays, you're like, it said 2 days, and it's been 2.5, and I'm just sitting here like an asshole.
Right. It's like sending a present to yourself from the past.
And you're so scared you're going to get porch pirated.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And then all of a sudden, I break this damn thing open. I'm like, oh, it's the Heat soundtrack. Oh, yeah, I did order this. And it's blue, transparent blue. And then I send you a picture of it. You're like, oh, I've never seen it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what I did. I said, this is a seminal movie with Val Kilmer and like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro playing against each other. And I'm thinking to myself, Sam, what are you doing? Why have you not seen this 3-hour movie?
I just have never gotten around to it. I know that it's all about, you know, Al Pacino and Robert De Niro sit down in a coffee shop and have a conversation at one point. I think that's the big, that's the big payoff, right?
it's fantastic. I mean, it's absolutely like for the sound design alone and like at the time when the movie came out, like it came out. And then if you remember that Hollywood bank heist, do you remember that where the two guys came out fully decked out in rifles and they basically ran the LAPD out of ammo and they were out. The LAPD was outgunned by two bank robbers.
Yeah, no, I kind of remember that now.
Okay, well, these two timelines came together. And I highly recommend, Sam, that you need to watch Heat. And I cannot emphasize that enough.
Okay, well, you know, it's funny. I'm pretty sure I've got it on my Plex, so I will get around to it, I swear. I feel like that's like the third thing that I've told you that I'm going to watch, and I have not exactly gotten all my homework done.
Well, you're in quarantine now, so you can do it.
It doesn't necessarily mean that I complete them.
Yes, but that needs to be done. Well, and like this kind of brings us, violent movie, whatnot, and violent stuff, and we got to go back to comics. HBO Max, another Peacemaker thing dropped. Again, not the biggest fan of John Cena as a central character.
I can't wait.
Yes, yes.
I'm amazed at James Gunn's ability to take loser D and F list characters from these places and just totally make you fall in love with them. Like, I don't know why people aren't running to give him Superman.
If James Gunn can write stories, he wrote a movie and then he wrote a TV show, like I would guess almost simultaneous. This tells me that there are good writers in Hollywood that can do things. So that like having bad stories at this point is unacceptable on every level.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, you do see so many people sit down. I mean, look at just watching, or listening to like Fat Man Beyond. You hear Mark Bernardin go, well, the problem with this story is that this doesn't work with this, and that maybe you should have this character have this arc, or this character has no arc. And it's like, so people can break these down into very simple structure problems.
Yes.
So it's like there are people that can do it. So how there's so many people out there that just green light kind of this bullshit that doesn't work.
I think it's committed to death. Or they're just completely unfamiliar with the source material.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, there is something about adapting. I mean, you look at Marvel and they get so much credit, but I mean, you know, they took a butler and made him an AI. Like they're not afraid to update stuff.
Yeah.
And like even in this new, not Miss Marvel. What's the new something Marvel? The show that's coming out. Like they're even adapting what her powers are going to look like on screen.
Oh, Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's DOA. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's not one I'm super jazzed about.
No one is. No one even likes the comic.
I'm looking forward to She-Hulk. And Moon Knight kind of, and I don't know shit about Moon Knight. Like,
people like him. He's basically Marvel's version of Batman. Now, I am oversimplifying it, and if you don't like me for saying that, yeah,
he's also kind of crazy, but people have also insinuated that Batman's crazy too. So, you know, to each their own.
But again, the proof on me on certain things, like Moon Knight, for example, again, I think he looks super cool. Same with Ghost Rider, looks really cool. The stories, again, I have not really read Moon Knight. I thought he looked super cool.
Basically all I know about him too. Yeah. He throws those little moon star things. Looks cool. You know? Right. Sometimes he holds them in his hand and he punches people.
Yeah. So, and he dressed like a hobo. He's like a master of disguises and stuff. I don't know. We'll see.
But I mean, that's the thing I do think is interesting is like, while I think in the past we were all looking forward to, oh, there's a hammer, there's a shield, there's an Iron Man. We're going to get an Avengers movie.
Right.
And then it was kind of like, we split all those off and we're going to do it again. And then we're going to split those all off and then do like a Doctor Strange and a Spider-Man. And then we're going to come back again. And now I think it's kind of, we're going to split all these off and split other stuff off to where when everything comes together, it's going to be so huge. It's going to be Secret Wars or something like that. But for a while, I think the next big event things are going to be like a Thunderbolts and a Young Avengers. And they're not necessarily going to be the movie that everybody else is in. It's just, I think that they're looking to have bigger tent poles than just quote unquote, the next Avengers movie. Like, now, do I think there's going to be some sort of mega movie where Chris Evans steps out of a portal and goes like, come with me if you want to live. And all of a sudden every character from everything ever is in it. Yeah. There's a movie with, they're about to have a movie of three Spider-Man in it. And who knows if there isn't going to be more than that. I had a friend throw out a theory the other day that there's, you know, like we saw two Flashes in the Flash trailer. He thinks that there's more than one Tom Holland in this movie. And so, you know, I think that we're going to get crazier and crazier, and the audiences are primed for it. I'm fine with it. And so I think we might get, like, the things I think they're running towards is maybe a Midnight Suns kind of thing with
maybe Morbius.
You know, Morbius and who else do we got? They're teasing Blade, and it's pretty obviously that the Black Knight's going to be in the Blade movie. I think, you know, that's the way
the problem is the source material that they're drawing off of. If we go Young Avengers, frankly, as far as I know, those stories aren't very compelling. And so
true, but think about it. How many regular Avengers stories?
Oh, the Avengers were garbage. I didn't like the Avengers.
And honestly, I think that we were going to get, I thought the next Avengers we were going to get was going to be like a West Coast Avengers.
Yeah.
But now with no Black Panther, I don't know. I mean, maybe we still do with a new, different Black Panther.
Well, apparently the actress that plays Shuri is out.
Yeah, I've been hearing she's got all kinds of problems. She got hurt. She got
canceled or something.
She didn't get vaccinated, and then she went home. So then they're having trouble getting her back, and all kinds of like drama there.
Yeah, that's probably in dire need of a reboot, I guess.
I think that I almost wish they'd have had a meeting with Chadwick and been like, hey, we don't want to recast it. I almost feel like he would have been like, no, hey, look, this is too important of a role to not bring somebody in. Like, you know, like, hey, when I go get John David Washington in here or whatever, like,
How good would he be?
Or, you know what? And if we're going to do all this multiverse shit, have a version of T'Challa that comes through a portal that his whole, you know, instead of him dying, his whole village died and he has no place to rule. And oh my God, look at you. You look just like my Shuri. You know, I'll be king here. How about that? You know, just Rick and Morty. Have him show up and be like, hey, we can only do this once or twice, you know?
Right. I mean, it'd be perfect.
But no, yeah, I totally think that. I think I think I'm stealing this from somebody. I might have heard this from Mark Bernardin or somebody. It seems like it's so many people's favorite character that to just be like, hey, and I get it too. I mean, every time I see something with Chadwick Boseman, I still get a little teary eyed. You know, I'm just like, oh, it crushes me that he passed away because he embodied that character. And it was a character that on the comic book page, I could have cared less about. I'm like, oh, the guy that dressed up in the cat costume and kicks people.
I just wish that first movie was really, really good. I didn't get the I didn't get the feeling that what it should have been.
As an experience, it was an amazing movie to see. Like, I got chills seeing Wakanda for the first time because it was just one of those magic comic book places, sure, that I never thought I'd see. Like, like seeing the Savage Land or something like that, or be like, oh, that's straight from the comic books right there. Like that, just there's a lot of things like that that when that movie that like gave me chills or like was thrilling to see and exciting. But then like going back on it, like, yeah, it's in my second tier of Marvel movies because it's not like a plot where I absolutely adore it, even though there are good parts to it where you're like, oh, the villain is kind of right. And
sure,
you know, there's a lot of depth to it, but yeah, it does get to that CGI.
And it, yeah, I mean, the CGI was pissing it. Yeah. I mean, substandard.
But yeah, no, I think that's one thing where I wish, as much as I love the continuity of Marvel actors, and I think that's one of the things that really makes it work, is even just shit like the guy ordering a hot dog and Spider-Man shows up in Shang-Chi and is recording the bus fight. You know, like, I think that like kind of stuff, even though it's silly, that kind of continuity just makes it like, you're like, oh, this really is a universe.
You know what? Speaking of continuity and going backwards to go forwards just a little bit, I do appreciate in Hawkeye the intercutting of the Avengers movies inside and seeing the from another person's perspective on what those events were like as a person outside of the conflict. I thought that was kind of cool.
No, I like how they kind of show Clint with like a, you know, he's not like PTSD ridden, but when he sees something that when he's in a battle scene or something and he sees something that reminds him of something he's been through, like it does give him pause. And does like, they do that again in episode 4, I think,
where that Steve Rogers musical, like, I found it slightly ironic. Because sometimes I feel like Marvel post Endgame is kind of the characters that they got 10 years with. They put them on that stage and that's what they're doing now. They're like kind of pantomiming like what they did in some of the movies. Like it, mm-hmm. like it just seemed like that whole play was just like, I know what you meant to do. But what it feels like is like you're parroting your own characters that got you where you are. And
yeah, but I don't know. I thought it made sense for it to be kind of like cheesy.
Yeah.
And that it's like, you know, you want to make a musical out of a war. Like it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
To even think about it. And, you know, I do like that. It seems weird that the public would know about the "I could do this all day" thing. Like,
he always said it to
one person and himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Or who knows? Maybe that's just one of those things that, like, when he'd be training and people would be training with him, he's like, "What? I could do this all day." Maybe that was like his shit talk or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. Yeah, so. it was weird.
I kind of liked it, and I liked that he was just like, "Okay, my kids wanted to see this. I'll pop my hearing.
Yeah, out yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just zone out." And you know, it's like, because I mean, think about it. It's like people that were in World War II and watched Saving Private Ryan had flashbacks in the theater and had trouble with it. Like,
I can only imagine. Sure. Of it. So, yeah.
No, I like the cheesiness of it being like, you know, it's probably like how a lot of soldiers feel as they come back. They don't want to talk about it, and they don't always necessarily feel like heroes, even though maybe people give them a hero's welcome and thank them and buy them lunches or dinners or whatever. And, you know, it probably feels weird. And you're like, you know, I don't necessarily feel good about the things I've done. So I don't know why you're buying me this this drink or this,
right.
this buying my family dinner or whatever, you know, kind of thing. But I also feel like that's also true to New York. Like, you know, heck, celebrities get free shit all the time. So if you saw the guy that like brought your wife back to life, you'd be like, "Hey, the pot stickers are on me."
Right.
You.
That's probably the least I can do.
Yeah. So I kind of like that. And I like that. That's like, people know who he is, that it's not like, "Oh, who's this guy?" It's like, no, people know the, like, You know, it's not like firemen were like 1,000 firemen were at 9/11. It's like, yeah. No, there was about 18 people on this battlefield, and half of them are back in space. So here's one of the few guys that survived and helped bring everybody back. Like, oh, he's pretty famous now.
Yeah. I don't know. It was definitely a little shocking to me, because it's like, well, do people really know who the Avengers are? But anyway, but you know, like,
it is kind of interesting finding out what they know about him and what they don't.
Like, yes.
You know, like I did hear somebody say the other day, like, how do all these people know about Thanos? Like, Thanos was right, is everywhere. And like,
yeah. I see, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's a little more winking at the camera. Like, cause people, that is a thing that people have, but made t-shirts of and mugs and shit. And
yeah. So I mean, yeah.
That's probably just a little bit that, but I mean, they have shown it twice in the show. So that is kind of funny that you're like, I wonder if that was that they forgot that they put the first reference in earlier.
And no, they know. Now, so I'm on the fence. I've wanted to go to the theater recently, and I just frankly haven't had time. Mm-hmm. And you did.
I did.
You went to see Ghostbusters.
It killed me. It took me almost 2 weeks to go see one of my childhood favorites. I have been a Ghostbuster for multiple Halloweens, including as an adult. I have a children's toy blaster and backpack in the garage as we speak, as well as an adult onesie zip up costume, so that anytime I decide to go to a Halloween party, I've always got that good to go. I can be my Ghostbuster. My dad,
but now who are you going as?
Who
did you go as?
Well, I was always a Peter Venkman guy, but wearing glass, I'd always make the person wearing glasses be Egon. So now that I wear glasses,
okay,
I always told my dad, you're Egon, dad, and so. Yeah, I was super excited about it, even though I didn't have a lot of expectations, and enjoyed it. It was funnier than I thought, but like dry humor, kind of like the original, like not like silly slapsticky, like the 2016 maybe was more so.
Slapsticky is really overstating what yeah. that was.
And, you know, they didn't go wild into like, oh, here's all these new ghost weapons we got. Like, no, they use the proton pack and the trap and
just 2016 doesn't exist. It's okay.
It was very true to the originals. I mean, I don't know how spoilery you guys want me to get with this, but it hit all those, you know, like people, it leans into nostalgia. Well, you know, when you do it right, like, I'm fine with it. Like,
yeah,
it totally leaned into it fine. You know, the plot is Egon dies, leaves this farm to his family. They get there, and the smartest kid in the family starts realizing that something's up. You know, they give a little bit of a reason why the Ghostbusters kind of disbanded. Mm-hmm. You know, you get cameos from all the originals. It's kind of, you know, it's a little hokey, but it was fine. You know, you're just like, oh, cool. Glad to see the gang back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like I thought the ending was very good.
Red Letter was a little bit wishy-washy on it.
Me?
Red Letter Media was a little bit.
I mean, I could see where it wasn't everyone's favorite. I mean, like I said, this is like hitting me in the feels. Like they gave me the third Ghostbuster movie. They get Egon like totally involved, even though Harold Ramis passed away. I mean, spoiler alert, Ghost Egon is in the movie. Like,
I knew that. Like, were they CGI him, or does it look like...
Well, it starts off as like he's playing chess with his granddaughter to like get her attention.
Gotcha.
It's just the pieces are moving and stuff. And by the end, they do a full CGI ghost that you were just like, holy fuck, how'd they do this? This is great. Like, it's... I'm just talking about it. Getting me a little teary-eyed.
Yeah.
It hit me in the feels, man.
Well, see, and that's all I really wanted. So it's like, what worries me is I haven't contributed like say my auntie to the movie, and I don't want them not to make movies that are good. So it's like, I need to go and I need to pony up for it. Cause I do want to like, make sure that like Hollywood, look, go ahead and make stuff like this. If do good things.
It was funny because me and my fiance were pretty busy the weeks leading up to when I saw it. And I was like, almost every night I was like, what's going on tonight? Can we go see Ghostbusters? She's like, I don't want to see it. I'm like, okay. What time are you going to bed? Like, I might go see.
Yeah.
She's like, no, just go to bed. Like, kind of thing. And I was trying to go see it for like, and so after I finally saw it, like literally the Tuesday after Spider-Man went on sale, and I just bought two tickets to like the 7 o'clock show in Vallejo. Cause as my theory goes, nobody's picking Vallejo as their number one movie.
Well, now are you, spot. Did you buy your seats as well?
Yeah. I bought my seats too. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And I said, we're not playing this Ghostbuster shit for Spider-Man. I was like, this is honestly the first real Marvel movie I'm getting to sink my teeth in about 2.5 years. I was like, Black Widow was okay. Shang-Chi was fun, but I didn't know anybody besides Wong and Abomination for 5 minutes in it. And Eternals was whatever. I was like, we got Spider-Man. We're going to have Spider-Mans. We're going to have, I was like, I am all in. And so now, you know, she's six, so she can't go. So I'm taking my little brother, which is kind of great because he grew up like Tobey Maguire was his Spider-Man. Like that's kind of how I got into all this is when I was in college, I would take him to go to these movies because I read all the comic books and he was a little kid. So I was like, come on, let's go see Spider-Man. Let's go see X-Men. You know?
Well, it's funny because my girls have been asking me about the Tobey Maguires.
And I was thinking about watching them all before next week.
Well, who's streaming them right now?
That's a good question because it's Sony, right?
Right. That's honestly, okay, you're doing some Googling. Because I was just thinking about that. I mean, I know I can get...
Because you can't get them on Disney, even the newer ones, you can't get on Disney Plus.
No, I don't think so.
Is it really on Peacock?
Oh, gosh. Well, that means I'm going to end up going to Plex.
Yeah, I mean, I've got them all on Plex myself. Yeah. So I bought those DVDs. I don't need to find somebody else to stream them.
Well, there you go then.
Oh, here, there's literally an article from like how to watch every Spider-Man movie, Grounded Reason. Let's see here.
Because I was doing some.
So let's see, you can watch the originals on TBS. You can watch them on Hulu Live TV if it's been on TBS, TNT, or True TV.
Interesting. Okay. Well, because I was doing some figure shopping for AEW figures, and I walk by the Marvel Legends every once in a while. I see something that's cool, but I don't buy the Marvel Legends because I find them to be, they have to really sing to me, and they have some of the what if stuff, and some of the figures have been really cool. My point is, just this year, like within the past month or two, they came out with the Vulture.
You know, I saw that.
And it was a super cool figure.
I went to a Christmas party that was a toy drive, and I bought a couple. I bought a Spider-Man, a Peter Parker and Miles Morales Spider-Man toy, and a fucking Mandalorian Lego set. That was our entry fee to the party.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, and I saw that. I was like, huh, that's weird that there's just a random Vulture character.
It was the Michael –
Michael Keaton
one. And it wasn't like it was this mask on and everything, but I was like, geez, this thing is freaking awesome. Wouldn't you have come out with this? But the toy game in general, like Star Wars figures, that kind of thing is only for people of a certain age at this point, because kids don't care about figures. Like the whole,
yeah, I don't know how people are supposed to quote unquote collect them all anymore. Cause you go into a Target and there's like, there's one prong of like Marvel toys and it's all the same one. Like, and it's not even close to the top two or three of the collection. It's always like, the Vulture. Thanks.
And what you're seeing is the collectors have already come through. Now there's also been a supply chain and, basically, Target and these others, they don't want to buy stuff that's going to be a peg warmer. My case in point on this is they got burned so badly with Star Wars and The Force Awakens that they want nothing to do with figures. Like, it's been really a hard thing to get toys back into on the shelves because they don't want to – my point is like the Rose Ticos. They basically had a glut of these things, and they couldn't do anything with them.
You mean they couldn't sell all the horses from the casino planet?
Guaranteed not. Guaranteed not.
And that's something we're going to get here pretty soon too. Is like we're about to get contented up because we got two more weeks of Hawkeye. We got Spider. Like literally, it's going to be Hawkeye, Spider-Man, Hawkeye, and then right after that, Boba Fett's coming out.
Yeah.
which I am cautiously optimistic about. Like, I don't have as big a hard on about Boba Fett as everybody else does. Like, at this point, I think that Din Djarin or whatever the Mandalorian is a way badder ass than Boba Fett. Yeah, with his little gray sweatpants. That's the other thing I don't understand.
This is my original 12-inch. This is my original 12-inch from that I used to play with.
Yeah, so that's the one thing I didn't understand is he's got these weird. Maybe is it just because he's an old actor now that they like give him all this free flowing pants and stuff? But like, I don't understand why he looks so much different in that armor than he does in the original movies.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I granted it's not him in the original movies.
Well, they tried to retcon that.
Oh, did they throw his voice in there?
These are things that if there's a list of things that I'm not happy about, that's one, a big one. And like, so it's like, I only watch it. And this is a big, if when I watch the OT, it's only not the re-released ones. I watch the unspecialized editions. There's just no reason for it. Like, especially with Return of the Jedi is one of the worst offenders with like the whole Jabba singers thing. I won't have it. I can't.
You know, it's funny just because I grew up seeing bits and pieces of Star Wars on like TNT my whole life, but I never really sat down to watch them all the way through until it was watching the special editions re-released in the theater. And I was like, oh, look at all this cool CGI they added. Like, it looks great. And I get why people don't love it.
I don't mind them cleaning the mats.
It brought me into it. Cause I was like, ooh, I want to see how they updated these movies. You're like, oh, it looks great. You
know, they cleaned up the mats. They did some great things. But then when George started making changes, this, that, and the other, case in point, you know, Han shooting first, that kind of thing. That's a big thing.
McClunky.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the funniest thing is that somehow in the whole Disney deal, when they put it up on streaming, he somehow was able to make one last change that made no sense, that everyone just goes like, what is McClunky? What happened here?
Yes. So anyway, it's one of those things. I really wish they would just release a 4K non-specialized theatrical release. It would be great, but that won't happen until I'm dead.
All right. Well, so what's our assignments for next week? Should we try and vow to come back for the Hawkeye finale and Spider-Man's?
Sure. I don't know about Spider-Man's. I
have to watch Heat.
You do have to watch Heat.
You have to watch Deadwood.
How much
kind of unfair exchange.
Yeah, I was going to say that's bullshit. That
like watch the first couple episodes of Dead. Watch some of the first season.
Yeah, that's not even fair.
Because I also wanted to assign you Party Down, which I quick little aside, that's coming back for like a 6 episodes or something.
Is that on Netflix?
Any of you Adam Scott heads. I don't know if it's coming back to Stars or if it was Netflix or what.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to buy Stars. You can just absolutely forget that.
That's what the Plex is for, you know? You get on the VPN.
Well, if you have it on your thing, then I'll get it. But
that's the other thing. You get a VPN, you say you're in Australia, and boom, all of a sudden your HBO Max fucking has it or something.
maybe. Okay, all right. So we'll definitely finish up.
Oh, we'll see. You know what? That's what you can give me. Since I gave you 5 seasons of shows to watch.
Right.
You can give me Space Invader, Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. Watch the first couple ones, and if you're not hooked in, I'll be surprised.
Like I said, I'm taking care of a someone locked in their room right now, so I got time to kill. I'll watch a couple episodes.
All right.
Give it a try.
All right.
I'll watch Heat. I'll get on it.
Okay. Good.
I don't have to convince her to watch it, so you know it'll probably be a little easier to get it on the TV then.
She'll probably love it. It'll be like your own Christmas movie. Even though I did watch Die Hard for Thanksgiving.
I am appreciating that Hawkeye has been really leaning into the whole Christmas thing. If they're going to release around
Christmas,
like why not?
Yeah, well, it's the first one that's actually come out when it's kind of supposed to.
Yeah, nobody wants to go back and watch the Ted Lasso Christmas episode. It's too late for that.
Stop.
We're all too mad at Nate still.
That's right. Well, that's a whole nother thing. All right, ladies and gents, we will see you when we see you, and not a moment sooner than that.
know. We guarantee it.